Hello.
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 You people at home or wherever they are listening to it are listening to Silverwood Podcast Christmas special.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm your main host,
I'm your main host, Paddy
Philip
Silverwood.
Silverwood. Phil and Paddy here, co-hosts, equal co-hosts. Shall we set this started?
What are we starting with today, Phil? We should do this more professional, like a radio. What are
We
we
should.
doing today, Phil?
Da, 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 da. Quiz and news. That's all we ever do, quiz and news.
Quiz and news.
So should we do the quiz first?
This is a tough question. Do you want to do the quiz first? Are you prepared for this quiz?
Well, how prepared can I be? I don't know what the questions are going to be.
Prepared mentally for
All right,
it.
I'm ready.
Written by no other
Oh,
than
before we do the
me.
questions. Before we do the questions, we should do the results from last week's quiz.
Right.
Because, well, it wasn't last week, 2 weeks ago. We did a
The
quiz.
last quiz. Just
The
say the last quiz.
last quiz, quiz one, it was called 90s Video Games. And I said people should send me their results. And because this is a feature called Are You Smarter Than Phil? And two people entered, which is actually more than I thought would enter.
Two people. That's a lot.
It is. I actually honestly
That
thought we'd
generally
have
is
no.
more because we were surprised.
And the two entries were
Yep.
Sian Jones, and she got 1 out of 5
Well done,
for making
Sean.
her not as smart as Phil.
Well done.
Sorry, Sian.
Hey,
Pretty stupid.
wait, whoa. Might beat
Better
you
luck
on this
next
one. Shouldn't go around calling people stupid when they're going to kick your ass in the next one.
And the other person who entered was Jeff.
Who's your only friend?
My friend,
Your
yes.
only friend.
My only friend, and he got 2 out of 5, also making him a retard.
Well done.
So,
Well
move
done.
on to this week's quiz. The topic is
Christmas.
Christmas. Okay, I'm ready. We got how many
Predictable
questions?
quiz.
How many questions?
5.
Five. Okay.
Okay, are you ready for the first question?
I am ready.
Quizzes question number one. Okay, how many reindeer is Santa's sled led by?
Oh,
I'm starting off easy.
I think I know this.
You should know it.
I think.
I'll give you the answers at
Are
the
we
end.
including Rudolph? Is he officially counted in this? Because he wasn't in the original, but then they added him in later.
Yeah, we're counting Rudolph.
Okay, nine.
Okay. Question two. I'm giving you the answers at the end. So the listeners,
So listeners can play
so they
along.
can't. Yeah, so that's why they ain't cheating. I ain't having no cheaters on my quiz.
That's clever. That's how they do it on like professional quizzes. So that's good.
Okay. Question number two. Name four of those reindeers.
Okay, so we got Rudolph. He's obvious, right? We get him out of the way straight away. And then the others, like, they kind of rhyme with each other, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose.
There's like Prancer and Dancer.
Yeah. Can you hear me typing
And
in the background? I'm making notes.
then I think I'm gonna go with. I think there's Cupid is one of them.
Okay, that's four. Can you name the rest?
Comet, that's what I'm going with.
Okay.
That's my four.
Well, you already did four. You
Prancer, Dancer.
did Rudolph, Prancer, Dancer.
Oh yeah, I did Rudolph as well. So
Can you do?
okay, yeah,
You said Comet.
Comet.
Can you name the others?
Donna.
Yeah. You better not be cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Right.
Blitzen.
Yeah. And that is. There's one left.
One left. Oh,
Can you get the
who have I
last
said so
one?
far? Who have I said so far? Rudolph.
You've said Rudolph, Prancer, Dancer, Cupid, Comet, Donner, Blitz. Spell Blitzen.
Blitzen. I don't know. Boris.
No, it's not Boris.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the last
It was
one.
Vixen.
Vixen. Oh, of course.
Unimportant, but everyone knows all the names. So, okay, question three. Are you ready for question three?
Yeah.
Better be. Okay, what kind of tree is a traditional Christmas tree?
Christmas. Pine?
No.
Well, move on to, I got that one wrong then. Move on to the next question.
You sure you don't want another go?
Okay, fir.
No, you're wrong again. You
I don't
lose
know.
on that one.
I don't know the types of trees.
So you've already lost one.
Okay.
Okay, and okay, here's the next question. Question number four. What country was modern tinsel created in?
Modern tinsel?
Yep, great.
So
tinsel, stuff you put around your trees.
Yeah.
What country?
Was there an old sort of tinsel?
There was, kind of, yes.
Okay. I didn't know about that. It'll probably be...
It's kind of the same, but it is and it isn't.
It'll probably be like...
It was made out of like a different stuff.
Modern tinsel would probably be made in America.
No, you're wrong again. I'm not giving you that one.
Okay.
You got that one wrong. Next question.
Is this the last one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. In the song, 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
What day of Christmas were swans a-swimming?
I think it's alliteration. I think it's seven swans a-swimming.
Okay. Okay. So, right. You want your answers?
Yeah.
You got... Drum roll. Don't do a drum roll. Am I editing a drum roll?
You won't edit. You're way too lazy to edit in a drum roll.
Okay, I won't edit in a drum roll.
You were too lazy to edit out your own personal email address.
Oh, well. I don't mind people messaging me on there. It's just all spam mail anyway. But, no, you got 3 out of 5.
Okay. A respectable score.
The first one you got right, which was 9. Question one, how many reindeer does he have, is 9. That was right. And the second one, and name the reindeers. You said Rudolph. I said Rudolph then. Rudolph. Prancer, yep. Dancer, and Cupid.
Yep.
Right, that was right. Question three, which was the traditional Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It was an evergreen.
Hold on a second.
Evergreen coniferous. Okay. Coniferous type of evergreen.
I was more specific than that. I said pine, which is a type of evergreen.
Coniferous. That's not what I was looking for. Okay.
Oh, whoa. You're telling me I was too right.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
That's like saying,
whatever.
Just six times before. It's a number. Yep, correct.
Right, okay. Do you want me to give you that one?
I want you to find out what sort of tree, rather than just a vague, it's a sort of tree with leaves
Scottish
on it.
Scottish pine.
Pine.
Hmm.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you didn't say Scottish pine.
I said pine.
It's just not good enough.
You're a dick.
If this was weakest link, you'd need a specific answer.
You're a dick.
You're a dick.
Well, then no one at home's got that one right as well, either.
Okay, then you got it right. It was a fir. It was an evergreen. Evergreen's a type of tree.
Okay, come on, then. Next question.
What type of tree?
Neck dancer.
Free knowledge. Okay. Number four, which was what country is modern tinsel created in?
Yeah.
Germany.
Oh, that's okay.
So there's the answer to that one. And number five was the swans are swimming. The 12th of Christmas. It was the 7th day.
Wicked. Now, I got a bit of an unfair advantage on that one.
Okay.
Because I work in a card shop.
That's true.
And the music we play, we hear that song like 20 times a day. It's really annoying. So I knew that one.
Right. So you kind of cheated.
I didn't cheat. You asked me a question that I would probably know the answer to.
Well, I didn't think about the fact that you worked in a birthday card shop, which also sells Christmas cards.
Yeah. See.
Sean says, Mao, I love Tom Hanks and Polar Express is awesome. Which we both know that that's a really bad Christmas film.
Yeah, that's not true. Also, can you please just do the podcast and not do the podcast and talk to Sean at the same time?
No, I will talk to Sean at the same time.
Real professional.
Hey, people are looking for less professional podcasts these days. It's the new craze.
Okay then.
Okay. Shall we move on to your news?
My news, Paddy, my news.
Bill's news segment.
Right. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's too much.
9 news stories.
Right? I just can't handle that much news.
Only two of them are actually Christmas related, though.
Okay, the two Christmas ones.
And one of them is quite
boring.
Are
they actually decent?
One of them is.
Okay, we need the Christmas one.
Okay, I'll give you the first news story. I'll give you the head, right? This is a Christmas news story. It's toddlers banned from making rude sign.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So there's a school, like, you know, when the kids at the school and they sing the song.
Which song?
Like on the stage, and they get up and they like sing a song.
They carol.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they have to do the actions.
I never knew they had to do actions.
Well, yeah, they always do actions.
I never did actions.
You never did actions, but you were supposed to.
Right.
Right. So you got to do the song and do the actions, right?
Okay.
And it's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is what they're singing.
Oh, okay, right.
And they had to do, they did this, like, sign. Like when they did the star, when they said the word star, they did this, like, diamond with their fingers.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, a diamond.
And they've been told not allowed to do that anymore.
Okay.
Right.
A diamond with their fingers.
Yeah, you know, like when you push your fingers together to make a diamond.
Well, it doesn't
shape.
It looks like a snake.
How?
You do that. Everybody do that with their fingers at home, right? Yeah. You put your two fingers together at the top, and then you put your two thumbs together as well.
Not seeing it.
You put your two thumbs together, and then you push them together. It looks like a snake.
Yeah. Looks like a diamond.
Looks like a snake. You can have like a triangle. So you make like a triangle with your fingers.
Yeah.
And then you push together. That's a snake.
Like a snake's mouth?
No, like a snake's head.
Oh, like a cobra.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, if you do it the other way around, yeah, that's a cobra. If you do it, like, with your thumbs at the top.
Yeah.
I was doing it with my thumbs at the
bottom. Oh, wow, yeah. But even upside down, it still looks like a snake.
No, that does... actually, I didn't even realise that. Right. Anyway, that's what the sign they were doing, right?
Okay. Is that what they were doing?
Right, yeah. But they've been told, pack it in.
Why? Is this because it looks like...
It looks like a different sign language. Actual sign language.
Yeah.
Right? And they're told, you'll offend all the deaf mums in the audience.
All the deaf mums?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who like no sign language.
Yeah.
Because it's very similar, apparently, to the... And I'll read the quote. A gesture very similar to the sign used for female genitalia.
Yep. Figures. Like predictable or what?
Predictable. But that's, they've been told, pack it in.
Okay.
Because what they're actually singing is Twinkle Twinkle
Little Vagina.
Little
Vagina.
And so all the mums in the audience are going,
oh.
They've been told they had to pack it in.
Damn those kids. What are they teaching them these days?
Well, apparently, accidentally teaching them rude sign language. And now they've got all the kids are going to be, you know, the kids are now going to go, well, why can't we use that sign? And they're going, you're just not allowed. Just don't ask questions.
Yeah, don't use that. Okay. Next news story. Was that the only Christmassy one we've got?
I've got another one. Right. This is on the Mirror.
Right.
And it says, 1 in 4 families want Christmas cancelled.
Why?
Right? Well, because they don't want Christmas.
Stupid losers.
Anyway, the reason I chose this story, right, is because it's got a list at the bottom of the article.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 reasons people fall out on Christmas Day. Right? The reason you have an argument. And I wanted to play Family Fortunes with you.
Right.
So you have to guess reasons people fall out on Christmas. And then I'll go, yeah, you got one of them right. Or, yeah.
So I've got to guess why people fall out on Christmas.
Yeah. And then like, you've got to see how, if you get like the number one, the top answer.
Right. Do you have points for each answer?
They're in order, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. So reasons people fall out
on Christmas
Day. They have a time limit?
No, just come on.
Okay. Because they didn't get the presents they wanted.
You are correct, but that was only the number 10 on the list.
That's like 10 points.
No, that's like 1 point.
That's 1 point. So that's the last one.
The bottom of the list. That's the least out of the top 10. That's number 10.
Right.
Friends and envy.
Okay.
Right. So you got to come up with something better.
Is it because they aren't religious?
Nope, that's not on the list.
Damn it.
So why would you have an argument on Christmas Day? Because you're not celebrating Christmas.
People might flip out about that sort of thing.
All right, next guess. You go, eh-eh, you're on Family Fortunes, you always got like, you could keep guessing until you got 3 wrong.
Right.
And then you're out. So you've got 1 wrong. So you've got 2 more wrong guesses and then you're out.
Okay. Why people might fall out on Christmas.
Yeah.
Because their Christmas tree set on fire.
No. That's too wrong.
I'm just thinking the lights might have set on fire, everyone flipped out.
No,
they were like, no, you shouldn't have put those lights on that tree.
He says, well, why? We've had arguments on Christmas Day. Why would we argue on Christmas Day?
Because I chucked sauce over you.
Yeah.
Well, that, I still remember that. I shook ketchup for no reason and it went all over you. Yeah. You proper flipped out.
Yeah, but that's not on the list. Come on. Think of one that might be on the list.
Well, when have we ever argued at Christmas?
All right, why would anyone at Christmas have an argument on Christmas Day?
I can only think of the presents.
Yeah, what else? What
and
else
the ketchup.
Do you want? Well, okay.
The dinner. They cut the dinner. They burnt the dinner.
Okay. Not quite right, but I'll give you number 9 was Christmas dinner dietary requirements.
Right.
The people arguing over, like, oh, I don't want turkey. So we'll give you that.
I got kind of right.
You're sort of right.
Okay. So that's what, like 2?
Yeah.
2 out of 4?
You've got 2 right and 2 wrong. Can you get a third one right?
Oh,
you got the 2 worst answers as well. So come on, try and get a really good answer. Not just on Christmas Day as well.
Just like on
The whole of Christmas, like the whole Christmas season.
Like the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get a partridge on the first day of Christmas.
It's not on there, but it should be.
It should be. I want my partridge.
You're right, you're out.
Okay.
3 wrong.
I'm out. I'm curious to know the answers.
So, number 10 was present envy. That's what you got. Mm-hmm. Number 9, Christmas dinner diet requirements. You got that one as well.
Right.
Number 8, having to play board games.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Monopoly.
When has a game of Monopoly ever not ended in someone throwing the Monopoly board at the other person?
That's so true.
That's how all games of Monopoly end.
Well, does a Monopoly ever end?
Yeah, when someone flips the board over and goes, we've been at this for weeks! Whoa! That's how all games of Monopoly end.
Okay. Right, that's very true. What's the next one?
Number 7. Overcrowding.
Overcrowding, like too many people.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, remember a couple of years ago when we were around Chris and James' house?
I wasn't overcrowded at all.
There was like 1,000 people in the house.
It wasn't 1,000. They had the garden as well.
So, like that.
When we all sat around the fire.
Too many people in the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Number 6, in-laws.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Do I even know any of my in-laws?
Well, you doesn't matter. You even got in-laws?
I don't think so.
No, because you're not married.
I'm not. That's true. Good point. Didn't think of that. What's the next one?
Right, number 5. Scrooge-like behaviour.
Right.
You know, people going, oh, I don't like Christmas. Yeah. You, basically.
I do like Christmas. I don't ruin Christmas.
How many presents have you bought?
None.
How many presents are you going to buy?
I don't know. I'm just going to give out money.
Yeah, alright.
It's easier. Like when I used to write Christmas cards. I used to give out Christmas cards. I never wrote anyone's name on it.
No, that was an idea you got from me.
I just wrote from Paddy at the bottom.
Yeah, you and then just give them out to the...
If you want a card, have a card. You know?
Yeah, put a stack on the table. So help yourself.
Yeah, people go, oh, why didn't you get me a card this year? I have. Here you go.
Yeah, really clever idea.
Yeah. People got pretty angry though because I didn't write their names on it.
Yeah. Number 4, drunk members of the family.
Oh, that always happens.
Always happens, and you didn't even think about it. It happens in our house every year.
Yeah, but it's too, like, sort of detailed for me. I just can't pick that up. It does happen every year at our house, though. It never really ruins Christmas. It makes Christmas so much better.
I didn't say it ruins Christmas. I just said it was we had people get falling out over it.
We never fell out over it.
No, but you can see why other people would.
Yeah. Well, it's natural
number
in
3.
Our house.
Yeah, number 3. Itinerary.
Itinerary?
Itinerary.
Which is?
Like, it's stuff to do.
Right.
So, obviously, you get too much stuff to do. You know, you got to go to grandma's house, and you got to go to your grandma's house, and you got to see this. You go over here, you got to do all this. You have too much to do, basically.
Right, stress.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Number 2.
Yep.
TV viewing choices.
Oh.
You know, you want to watch Home Alone.
It's Home Alone. Somebody else Home Alone.
I have Home Alone on every week, every year.
What was it? Nightmare Christmas, whatever it is.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. See?
Harry Potter, which is on right now.
So I'm missing it because of making this podcast.
Yeah. Seen it before anyway. It's
yeah. The crap one. And the number one reason why people would fall out at Christmas time. Money.
Money?
Money.
I'm giving out money this year. Does that mean everyone's going to fall out?
No. People are like spending too much money.
In debt.
Yeah.
Well, don't spend too much money then. There's your solution. Do what I do.
Yeah.
Don't buy anything.
Okay. And that is all of my Christmas news done.
That's pretty good. What about this?
And now I've got like...
You got some funny stories for us.
Some other funny stories.
Like you've wasted half an hour on crap.
Yeah. Okay. We'll take a trip now, Paddy. Come with me. We'll take a trip, a journey around the world to Asia.
Oh, I like Asia.
More specifically, to China.
Oh, that's too many people.
There's a lot.
I don't deal with crowds too well.
There's loads of people in China. And one of them, 13 years ago, right, attacked a police officer.
Okay.
Right?
That.
And then he went on the run.
And they found him today.
And they found him last week.
Right. After now, 13 years.
Yeah, that's not the amazing bit. That's not the amazing thing.
He attacked them again.
No.
The same police officer went.
The amazing thing is where they found him.
In a bin.
No, even more amazing than that.
In the police station.
No, if you were on the run and you didn't want anyone to not find out who you were,
yep.
Where would you not go?
The police station.
Even more crazy than that.
I can't think of any more crazy than the police station.
On the television. He's an actor.
Right.
He spent the last 13 years on the... He changed his name, right? 13 years ago. He beat up a policeman.
Yeah.
Ran away.
Changed his name.
Changed his name. Went on the telly. Is now China's... Well, one of China's most successful character actors.
Right.
Right. In the last 13 years, he's been in 30 television dramas.
And they've done him for this.
Yeah, they went, hang on a second. That bloke on the telly that plays that policeman.
He played a policeman.
He plays a policeman on the telly. A detective. In the popular TV series Lurk.
Right.
Right. And it turns out this policeman on the telly... Actually,
beat up a policeman
and was on the run the whole time.
Even when he was on TV, he was still on the run.
Yeah. And people are like, where is this guy? Oh, you can't find him anywhere. I do love that TV program about that detective, though.
Wow. I can't believe it took him so long to find him.
Exactly.
How long was he on TV for?
13 years.
The entire 13 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time to be on TV and not notice.
He's been on 30 television dramas.
Maybe they didn't watch TV in the police station.
Maybe. They're too busy out not catching criminals, apparently.
Hmm. Seems a bit fishy to me. Sounds a bit fake.
Oh, sorry. And you say that about this story.
Yeah.
And not about the alien skull that we found last week.
Hey.
Or the Bigfoot nest.
That was just a mutant, okay?
Right. Next
story. I didn't say the Bigfoot nest was fake. As a cover-up.
All of my news stories are obviously bullshit. They're just, I'm finding news stories that someone said.
Go on, next one.
Okay, also in Asia, but this one India. We've got two India stories.
Right, no we haven't. That was a China one. Oh, you got another one. Oh, okay, never mind. Go on, then.
The world's shortest woman has been announced.
Shortest woman?
Yep. She's an Indian woman. And her name, who I'm always definitely going to say wrong... In fact, I definitely am going to say wrong. God. Is Jyoti Amgi.
That sounds like a very hard name to pronounce.
Jyoti Amge.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that. Okay, and that's.
I think it's Jyoti Amgi.
The smallest woman.
Yeah, she's the smallest woman in the world.
Okay.
She is some height. Now I've lost a bit where she... Lost a bit where it says how tall she is.
Useless.
She weighs 9 pounds, which is...
About a baby's weight.
Yeah.
£9?
She... Yeah, well, here's the thing, right? There's a picture of her here, like, getting her award.
Right.
The Guinness Book of Records people.
Yeah, send me a link.
And she's standing next to the Book of Records. Right. You know how big a Guinness Book of Records is? It's, like, the size of a regular book.
Yeah.
It's up to her waist.
What...
She's tiny. She's as big as two books, basically.
Jyoti Amge.
And the certificate...
Wow, she's really small. How old is she?
18.
I was going to say, yeah, she's not very old. Not the fact that she's small, but she just generally doesn't look very old.
Oh, there we go. Foot 6 inches tall.
Well, how can you be that small?
Tiny. Look at the certificate. It comes right up to her shoulder.
Isn't that one, if you go down a bit, there's one where she's holding a certificate, like, and it's bigger than her.
Yeah. That was when she was littler.
Yeah.
That's when she was, like, younger.
She's 18. That's crazy. That must be how, living that small. You get so much attention, you wouldn't be able to do anything.
But look at her there, standing on the table next to that pen. And the pen's massive. They should buy her one of the, you know, those giant pens you get there, like as big as...
Look at that 30 centimeter ruler, and it's halfway up her body.
She's using it like a walking stick.
Yeah. we shouldn't laugh at her.
We shouldn't, no, but at the same time, she is tiny.
I know. I wonder if she's met the tallest woman in the world.
Oh, that'd be crazy. People wouldn't be. People would say, "Oh, that photo, photoshopped."
Yeah, it'd be like the size of her foot or something. They should do it. They should arrange the meeting. Next story.
Hey, also in India.
Next story. Go on.
Did I tell you this last week? I might have. I can't even remember.
I don't know.
Indian farmers dump bag of snakes in tax office.
No, I don't think you did.
All right. So the tax office, right, have been like saying they're not going to give like an area of land to the snakes people.
Right.
These guys, they like grab snakes from the farms.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted like an area to put them in.
Right. Like a snake zoo.
Like a wildlife exhibit.
Yeah. And they were like, snake safari.
And they're like, no way, you're not having that. So they just got all the snakes they caught and then just like dumped it in their in their office. So fine, you look after them.
Oh man. Did anyone get hurt?
No.
Oh, it's no good then, is it?
No. They got some other snake herders and just go like, you guys get these snakes.
Any cobras?
Oh, there's all sorts of deadly snakes.
And they didn't do anything at all?
No.
How did they get them out? Did they go, hey, okay, we'll let you have this land now. Come get the snakes out.
No, they just got someone else to catch it.
Oh, that's useless. They should have used it as a way to get a job. They should have done it so it, like, made it look like it wasn't them that did it. And then they would have called them up and gone, oh, we've got some snakes, you need to go get rid of them for us. And then they're going, oh, yeah, seeing as we've just saved you all your asses, can we have that land? And they'd be like, yes, yeah, of course you can have that land. You just saved us. And they could have had that sorted then.
Oh, cool.
People need to think these things through, you know?
You do it a bit more discreet.
Yeah. I'd sneak in there. Just drop a bag under the desk. Full of snakes.
Okay, next news story. Much closer to home. In fact, just down the road.
Oh, really?
Coventry.
All right. Okay.
So, like, just, like, 10 minutes down the road. I didn't hear about this until just, like, 10 minutes ago before I started doing the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. It was raining apples the other day in Coventry.
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Was it a blimp
like 10 websites reporting this.
Was it, like, a blimp?
This is on the Mirror. No.
A plane drives over the top with some apples in and it fell out.
No. Apparently, a tornado sucked them up. And then dropped them over Coventry.
A tornado in Coventry?
Apparently.
No. Bull. That's a load of bull.
Look, I'm just reporting what the news is saying.
There's no tornado in Coventry.
But then, apparently there was. It was just a tiny little one that was big enough to suck up some apples and then throw them on people's... It's a
minuscule tornado.
This happened at 7:15. Oh, on Monday.
Wow. And it rained apples.
And it was raining apples.
Why only apples?
Because apparently the tornado must have started in an apple farm. Or next to an apple tree. But one woman said, a local woman
said... Are there apples in winter?
I don't know, Paddy. Maybe they went through... Maybe the tornado went through Tesco's.
it just went through, like, through the town centre.
Dropped them, and then this woman said, the apples were small and green and hit my bonnet on my car. So
is that her quote?
That's the quote.
They were small and green and hit my bonnet on the car.
And then this other man.
Worst.
She's not even credited with a name. This is just a woman said that.
Yeah.
Another man who's actually credited as being called Dave.
Okay, Dave.
63.
Well in, Dave.
Says, all the other drivers had to stop too. Yet there are no apple trees here. Ooh. Mysterious. Oh,
told you, you get them from Tesco's. They're imported apples.
So I don't know where the apples came from. It doesn't say.
Yeah, I swear you can't grow apples in winter.
Well, it happened. Get over it.
No. Nah. Because I remember the apples being on the trees. And it was definitely not recently. Whatever. Any more stories?
Oh, loads more stories.
Okay, let's have one more.
Just one?
Okay, maybe two. Depending on this one.
Okay, Paddy, you're a big fan of a certain kind.
Of a certain what?
Book.
Wolf Brother?
No.
Chronicles of Ancient Darkness.
The Bible.
The Bible.
Yeah.
I love that book.
You do love that book. So, in the Bible, right at the beginning, there's Adam and Eve, right?
Right.
And then they had two kids, right?
Right.
And you know their names.
Yeah. Dave and Alan.
No. Cain and Abel, right?
Right.
And basically the story is...
And right? Abel?
Abel. Yeah, just go with him.
Right.
And Cain murdered Abel, right?
Why did he do that for?
Right, I'll read this. I'll read it to you, shall I?
Right.
Oh, I won't read
it. Don't read the Bible.
I'll basically what happens is
we're not a religious podcast in any way.
No, okay? No. So this is all going somewhere, by the way.
Yeah.
So Abel was a shepherd.
Okay.
Right, and he gives God some of his sheep. And God's like, oh, thanks, mate. That's awesome. Oh, I love sheep.
Right.
Right? And then Cain's like, oh, I grow, like, crops. Here's some crops. And God's like, what the fuck is this? I don't want your crops.
Right.
Oh, Abel's so much better than you. Right? So Cain's like, hey, come over here, Abel. And he kills him, right?
Right.
Because he's so jealous.
So he kills the good guy that
yeah.
God likes.
Yeah. And then God comes over, right? And he's like, well, Cain, where's Abel, man? And Cain's like, oh, I don't know. He's around here somewhere, sure. God's like, you're not bullshitting me. I know that you killed him. I'm God. I know everything.
Yeah.
I know that you killed him. And as punishment, right, you'll have to wander the earth forever. And
as punishment, I'm going to drop all those sheep you gave me on your head.
Banished. Here's the... You are cursed from the ground that opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood.
Right.
If you work the land, it shall never again give you its yield. You'll be a restless wanderer on the earth.
Okay.
Right?
That's the bit you this is know. One of the three people on the planet.
Yeah.
good choice there, God. Well done. Thinking right. about the future.
Right.
Good job thinking on the future, you know, thinking ahead.
So...
yeah, come on, carry on.
Do you know who the Mormons are?
Oh, God. They're just those guys that do that thing.
Yeah, they're the weird Christians, right?
Yeah.
And they took that. They think that means Cain was banished forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he never went to heaven or anything.
Right, so he's still walking around.
So he's still wandering in the earth.
And let me guess, they found him.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
In a farmland.
No, they found him. Right? In 1835.
Well, they went back in right? time.
Right, well, this is not recent.
Okay.
It's all leading somewhere, right? So, in 1835, Mormon missionary David Patton, right?
Okay.
Met...
It's funny how it's a religious guy that finds him, isn't it?
It is funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Go on, then. Carry on.
Met this guy, who was a tall and hairy guy. Right?
Okay.
Who said he was Cain.
Okay.
Now, who else do we know? Who's our favourite celebrity, Paddy?
The wrestler.
No, who's been on every episode of our podcast? Who's tall and hairy?
Me.
Only one of him.
Me.
No.
No, the Yeti.
It's our big. Yeti. It's our best friend. The Yeti.
Bigfoot.
It's
Yeti. Bigfoot. The Yeti. Has
so this guy.
Title. No, the Yeti.
Couple of weeks, last week. Before. Anyway, this guy is saying.
What was that?
Couple of. I'm trying to figure out when it was. I can't see the date. Anyway, this guy has released like a journal.
Okay.
And it's just come to my attention. Bigfoot in the Bible.
Is he?
Yeah, Cain.
Okay, so Cain is what? Well, Cain is Bigfoot.
Cain has been wandering around the earth, right? Ever since being banished by God.
Okay.
He's been wandering the earth ever since.
Yep. And he's Bigfoot.
And he's big and hairy, right?
So he's Bigfoot.
So he's Bigfoot.
But does he have big feet?
Well, I don't know.
What is
but
this guy, big and hairy?
This guy in 1835, David Patton, met a guy called Cain.
Why would he still be alive? So he got banished or something, right?
Yeah.
How does that make him live forever?
Because he can't... I don't know, Paddy.
It's just not detailed enough.
Because he was... You are?
It's not detailed enough.
It's the Bible.
It's not good enough. The Bible's massive. I'm sure they could have squeezed in a little bit more information.
Okay. Well, they did.
Right.
All right. But according to the Mormons... Or, well, I say according to the Mormons. According to one Mormon. the Journal of Mormon History, he published it in.
Mm-hmm.
This guy called Matt Bowman.
Okay.
He hypothesizes that Bigfoot is in the Bible.
Right.
And it's called Cain.
So Cain is Bigfoot.
The third person ever to walk the earth. Right, there's Adam, then there was Eve, and then there was Bigfoot. Right?
Okay, that killed his own brother.
Yeah.
Does that make the other guy a Bigfoot as well?
No, the other guy's dead.
Yeah, but does that make him a Bigfoot back in the day?
Maybe he would look like Bigfoot. Maybe Adam and Eve would have looked like Bigfoot. I don't know.
Does that mean we descended
again,
from Bigfoot?
It's not mentioned. It doesn't
does that
say,
mean everyone's
and
Bigfoot?
Then God created Adam, and he looked like Bigfoot.
Wait. So how in... So did that mean... This Cain guy had to do it with Eve.
Apparently.
This is all Manx and messed up.
Well, here's the thing, right? So there's Adam and Eve, right? Adam and Eve got two sons, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of them's dead.
Whoa!
And the other one's banished.
Why two right? sons, right? Why would he? Why two sons? Why would he have two sons?
I don't know, but one of them was dead
maybe
and one of them was banished.
Only four.
So how the human race carried on is anybody's guess.
Yeah. Oh, stupid story. So, Cain is Bigfoot. Do you reckon the wrestler is Bigfoot?
He could well be.
He's a pretty big guy. Maybe he just had a...
Only one Bigfoot.
You know, he's big. Cain. He's a wrestler.
Yeah.
Maybe...
I don't think
and he's bald.
Name. I think
he's bald now, right? So maybe he just, cut all his hair off.
Maybe. Or maybe...
That's where he is today. That's what he's doing in this modern era. He's a wrestler.
Yeah.
Or an ex-wrestler. I'm not sure if he still wrestles.
Like, this isn't exactly a new story. Like, it's not recent.
200 years old.
but it is
2000 or something. How old do they say it is? Like 4,000 years old?
Well, whatever. It is 6,000 years old, I think. They reckon Adam and Eve were.
Yeah. Why aren't Adam and Eve still alive? Oh, because that other guy is the only one that got banished.
Yeah.
I see. It sounds a bit fishy to me.
It does, doesn't it, Paddy?
Yeah.
It sounds fishy.
It sounds fishy. Because fish are very noisy.
Do you want one more story?
Okay, we'll go for the last one now.
I think this is actually the last story. And it's just a bit fun.
Go on then.
So, a man was arrested.
As usual.
At Toys R Us.
Okay.
Okay.
Did he steal a toy?
No. Funnier than that.
He ate a toy.
Even funnier.
He had sex with a toy.
Even fun. Wow. Well, okay. Not that funny, but.
What, you think having sex with a toy is even more funny than this story?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in between those two.
In between having sex with a toy. So it's in between a guy and a toy having sex.
It's okay. He went on a rampage with a toy. But that's the word actually used in this story. Yahoo News.
He went on a rampage.
Rampage with a plastic toy lightsaber.
Oh man, was he a bit mad in the head?
Well, he is now being detained and having checks, medical checks, and mental health checks. So he's not. They don't say whether he's crazy, but he's probably crazy.
I love the way he said that. He's probably crazy.
Yeah, he went on a rampage, but
with a toy lightsaber. Was it a red lightsaber?
It doesn't distinguish the colour.
If it was a red lightsaber, it would just make it all the more funnier.
Yeah, but here's the bit that's great. So he was running around hitting people with a lightsaber, right?
Okay.
The police turn up.
Yep.
Right, and here's the quote.
He starts hitting them as well.
Officers arrived and attempted to take down the suspect into custody, but he continued to swing the lightsaber and was yelling incoherent statements.
Such as?
One officer attempted to use a taser, but it was ineffective.
What? Did it actually hit him?
The second officer used a taser, which made good contact, but the suspect used the lightsaber to break the wires.
That's amazing.
And then they would be tackled him down to the floor.
Oh, man. But that guy's a legend.
Tasered. He's like, what? I don't really need a taser. Another guy comes over, tases him, and he's like...
He used the force, man.
He used the force.
The force was with him. Oh, legend. Was he hitting people or just like hitting everything?
It just says he's going on a rampage. What's a rampage mean?
With a toilet saber.
He attacked, I guess, people. Well, he's up for assault charges.
So he must have attacked a kid, probably.
He must have attacked people.
I was wondering, do you get a lot of kids in Toys R Us, right? Because
you get only kids in Toys R Us.
No, because I was thinking it's like the parents have got to buy it, surely.
Yeah, for the kids.
Yeah, doesn't mean the kids are going to be with them, because especially around Christmas.
I guess.
Because they're not going to tell them, are they? Oh yeah, Santa's not real. I bought the presents, and I'm going to go, oh, look, this is your present. I'm going to buy it in front of your face. You tend not to do that, really, do you?
No.
So, I reckon at this time of year, you wouldn't actually find many kids.
Well, maybe the mum was like, I'm going to buy you a lightsaber.
And he's like, some guy ran over and grabbed it. And it's not Santa. It started hitting everyone.
What are you talking about? Santa buys the lightsabers. Like, nah, Santa's not real. You're like 33 years old. It's time. I told you, Santa's not real. And he went, what? And then he went on a rampage.
Flipped out of his lightsaber.
Maybe that's what happened.
I hope it was a red lightsaber. The evil people.
I don't know. The picture on this news story is just a picture of the light of like a lightsaber. Build your own lightsaber kit.
Right.
So it could have been any color.
Hmm. Like Mace Windu's lightsaber.
Ooh, maybe.
He had a purple one because he wanted one.
Because Samuel L. Jackson said, "I'll be in your film if you give me a purple lightsaber."
Yeah, no, not really then. That guy got lucky. I think I'd have done that though. That's the best color a lightsaber could be. Are we out of stories?
That's it now, yeah.
Wow. Are we finishing? Goodbye, end. Done.
Well, first of all, we're going to tell them.
Okay.
If you've taken part in our quiz...
Yeah, we need your answers.
We need your answers. Well, we don't want all your answers. Just tell us how many you got right.
Yeah.
And then send that to
Just give us your score. You could send that to us.
Send it to me on Twitter. I check my Twitter like 1,000 times a day. So
Robotic just... Phil.
Robotic_Phil.
Or you can send it to me, Paddy Silverwood.
And we'll put that on the list.
Or you can do it the easy way, because most likely you know me.
Yeah.
Just
tell us.
Just go to me and say, hi, this is my score. Or you can be professional and send us an email.
But we probably won't read it.
Yeah. Silverwood Podcast.
I haven't checked that email since like the second week of doing it.
Yeah, it's been a while. There's nothing on there.
We could have like dozens of Eddie Murphy impressions.
No, I've checked them. We're not very lucky.
Are we still asking for those?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? So yeah, you can go silverpodcast@hotmail.co.uk. I did have a Gmail, but it busted up, so don't use the Gmail anymore. Or just Twitter us, yeah, I suppose. And that's our contact information.
Yeah.
Any words you'd like to say? to the world before we leave?
Yeah, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's
And we'll be doing a new podcast tomorrow.
What?
That's a promise.
No, it's not. You can do it. I ain't doing it. Anyway, you
no, no, you... it'll be like 2 months probably. We're not very good at getting them out.
It definitely
time.
Won't be next week.
Well, no, next week's Christmas.
Exactly.
That's why we're doing this one today.
And it won't be the week after that, because I'll be ill. And the week after that, I'll be at school, so... Too bad, internet.
We'll do another one when we can be bothered.
Yeah. So much for weekly podcasts.
I know. Oh, we're shit, aren't we?
We don't want weekly podcasts. We want to build up the tension to the next one.
Alright, yeah. We will do another podcast when our listeners...
Say they want one.
Say, can you do another podcast, please?
But as long as you don't say it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
You will, I won't. Bye.